We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
2020 Sports on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
All right, we're coming up on 7:44. That's about 45 minutes to when we talk to Carson Wentz and get some answers we waited a long time for. Rhea, during that little update, Nat, I was talking to my friend Dr. Joe Fish from the Center of Sports Psychology with the offices throughout the area. He's brilliant. He's the smartest guy I know.
Very smart.
And he gave me a little mini session.
Uh-huh.
And I think that all my negative thinking is not healthy, right? Dr. Joe Fish is here. Hi, Dr. Joe.
Good morning.
And here's the thing. He was watching the interview with Carson Wentz and monitoring it closely. And you thought he approached the negativity of that story in a very healthy way, right, Doc?
I was very, very impressed. And I don't know Carson Wentz, so I'm sharing these observations based on what I read and what I've seen.
Mm.
But when you're hurt, Angelo, you have one of two responses. You can either get angry and lash out at people, or
that's me.
Or you look yourself in the mirror and you try to figure out what could I do better and what can I learn from it. And the importance of learning from your experience, if you're the starting quarterback for the Eagles, is that I think great leaders learn from their experience. It's going to help him on the field. It's going to help him in his relationship. Why? Because some of his actions and behaviors, perhaps with his teammates, may be a little bit different. And that's going to be good for him as a leader. So I was very, very impressed with how he handled that.
Right. But one of the things I'm going to ask about, he did say that after he read the story, it did hurt him. He was upset by it. And he began to try to figure out who it might be. And that would be exactly my reaction. And then once I did find out, sometimes even if I didn't find out, I would just, you know, indiscriminately accuse people and start yelling at them, even innocent people.
Mm-hmm.
You're telling me that would not be productive. Even confronting the person that said this, there's no productivity there.
Well, I think that if your goal is to be part of a team, like he is the quarterback of this team, step one is really figuring out what am I feeling and what am I thinking, and then there's a positive way and a negative way to handle that. So perhaps this interview that he did is step one. Like, my hunch would be if there is somebody he didn't see eye to eye with or there was some friction with, he's going to talk to that person.
Mm.
But it's after kind of trying to take a step back and say, it's a two-way street. What did I contribute to that? Let's talk about this man to man, as opposed to just a slash and burn kind of philosophy.
Johnson, do you ever do that? Like, when
slash
I'm in
and burn?
A feud with someone, I always believe I'm 100% correct and they're 100% wrong. You're telling me that's not necessarily true.
Well, every once in a while, Angelo, I have to be honest with you, it's not so black or white. It's not going to be 100% one way or another. And the ability for us to be honest with ourselves, the ability for us to hear feedback from other people and say, maybe you could have handled this. See, it's human nature. We can have a blind spot. I might not even be realizing that the way I'm talking to you or the way I'm treating you, especially like Carson, when you're coming back from injury and your emotions are so intense, maybe that's having an effect on other people. So Carson showed he could look at himself, but also listen to what other people had to say and try to take away something that he can learn from.
I need Rhea on this because Rhea is a little bit more like me than anybody else around here. Rhea, you also, from time to time, will hold a grudge, right?
Yes.
Think of someone, you don't have to say it, but just think of someone you don't like, all right? In your relationship with this person, what percentage of it is you and what percentage of it is them?
Well, I am mature enough to admit that sometimes my personality rubs off wrong on people.
Boy, not to me. You're gold to me, Rhea.
No, you told me this morning that I wrote the handbook on being a certain type of person.
Rhea, let me be honest with you right now. You are my idea of a little sister. Very
That's
much
true.
So. Very much a little sister. But it doesn't. So here's the thing. He still wonders who did this, right, Doc? He still wonders who went to a reporter and said negative things about him. He should just let that go.
Well, I think that I would encourage that person to approach him directly. Who knows what's going on behind the scenes?
Okay.
But for there to be a chance to move past this moment rather than just wondering or walking around with a chip on your shoulder, they have to talk to each other face to face. Now, we're either going to agree, we're going to agree to disagree, we're going to disagree, but let's deal face to face and not through some unknown source or reporter. That gives you the best chance to have a better relationship. And that's going to carry over onto the field. I really believe that.
That was one of his points. He said, why didn't they come to me? We could have worked it out. He seems like a reasonable guy that way. All right? Here's the next thing, Doc. This is where you get in the inner recesses of the athlete's mind. And remember, Al, he's a sports psychologist. He does this for a living.
Yes.
All right. You are an elite athlete, and you, in your senior year in college and in your second and third years in the NFL, watched many big games from the sideline because you weren't healthy. At what point does that prey on the mind and you begin saying to yourself, I'm injury prone?
I think, and I've had a chance to work with a lot of athletes, there's a very different reaction the first time you're injured versus the second time. So when he went out last year in December 2017, like a lot of athletes, he's so competitive. He's going to channel that competitiveness. I'm going to get back bigger, stronger. They say 18 to 24 months. I'm going to get back in 12 months. Randall Cunningham,
yeah,
if you remember, had a hat. You know, I'm going to come back bigger and stronger. Oftentimes, there's a different reaction the second time you're injured.
Okay.
Now you're starting to wonder, human nature, can I really trust my body? Can I run? Can I dive? Can I hit? So all normal stuff. But I have to believe the second time when he's on the sideline and this story is recreating again, Foles comes in. It's human nature to just start to wonder about yourself, but also have just a lot of mixed feelings about what you're going through. And he said, I want to be out there. This is really hard for me. I just think, in my opinion, it's really important to put all that stuff out front so you can figure out a better way to handle it rather than it just rolling around inside and then harboring all kinds of bad feelings.
Well, I've never said this to you, Doc, because I don't want to brag, but in my college days, I took 5 courses in psychology. They were the 5 easiest ones in the handbook, right? And here's what they told me, that the fact that Carson Wentz came out and said, I was selfish, some of this was my fault, was the first step toward improving whatever you're in. Because you're acknowledging your own blame.
Absolutely. And right? In sports, I see it so often. The same trait that makes you so great.
Yeah.
He's competitive, high standards, passionate. Every trait is a package deal. Every trait. So the flip side to that is stubbornness sometimes. If you take all that energy and just channel it in a different way, you can be stubborn, a little hard-headed. So I'm hearing him say, I've got to figure out a way to channel that competitiveness more often in a positive way, but have a check and balance to it so it doesn't come out and hurt myself or hurt my relationship with my teammates. That's a major step towards a leader getting better, in my opinion.
See, to me, that's the kind of thing that has held Al back all these years. Huh? He's never really acknowledged his own imperfections.
No.
And he's never, Al, you've never searched your own soul. You never spend like a minute to just say to yourself, and what I'm thinking right now, is that productive and healthy for other people?
Huh. No.
That's what I'm saying. See that right there? That was an illustration right there.
It wasn't
about.
Just what he said. It's how he said it. Yeah. I don't think he'd ever pondered that question before.
I don't know. It's a teaching moment.
He won't ponder it now.
I took a psychology course. I got an F. I went and met the teacher. We talked about it. I got an A.
How he took a deep thought and made it very superficial and stupid.
Then you hurt my feelings. This okay.
What do you do?
Was that real? Was that helpful to anybody? That's the problem I got. All right, you got another one to tackle before we do get Carson out at 8:30, Doc. And that's going to be separation anxiety when you lose someone you love the way we're about to lose Nick Foles. You're going to have to help us to understand how to handle that. Dr. Joe Fish. Al, has there ever been a smarter guy here?
No, but that's not. As soon as he walked through the door, it's like he's front of the teacher, top of the class, man. Good for you.
Doc, I hope you don't. Hold on a second. You're just saying we're dopes.
I know what do you think he's
Johnson,
here?
Johnson, he included you in that.
That's real nice. Yeah, thank you.
Doc, I just got to know this one thing. Doc, I just got to know this one thing, because you are very, very smart. Do you have your wisdom teeth?
I do not.
See? Smart man.
More evidence he's smarter than I am. Oh, this thing's killing me. Steve's on the line. Hi, Steve.
Hi, Angelo, Al, Rhea, and John. Angelo, do not worry about the two possible Jimmy Butler and Tobias Harris leaving. We're going to live in a moment, and I'm going to tell you why it's going to be real helpful. Remember 2 years ago when Joel Embiid was on a restriction minutes with his feet?
Oh, yeah.
You remember last year in Boston, he got physically worn down?
In the playoffs, yes.
So now we got Bovan in here, and Bovan, I've seen Bovan. I never really seen him play. He is good. He's a mountain. And for 10 to 15 minutes, he's going to take the pressure all over off of Joel Embiid, where he'll be able to function much more efficiently. He won't wear down as much.
You know what the great thing is about this is? It's not just Embiid's will not have to worry about playing as many minutes as possible. It's helping him psychologically.
Yeah.
Because it's the way it has been. The moment Embiid comes out of a game, like, oh, my God, the opposing team's just going to attack the interior. They're going to run to the rim, and they're going to run up the score on the Sixers, and Embiid's going to have to come in and save the day. With Boban there, it's much more of a relief mentally to say, you know what, Boban's in there. I'm good now. I can sit here and actually relax physically and mentally before I get back in the game.
You know, it's interesting. Now that Dr. Fish got here, you're doing like psychological analysis. Doc, did you notice how he got inside the head of Joel Embiid?
Yeah, I was wondering how many psych courses you took.
How many did you take, Johnson?
I don't believe I took any.
But
I spent time around Al. So,
if a guy walks in your office and he has Berserker tattooed on his forehead. Do you have any kind of like an analysis immediately in your mind?
Yeah, probably not. No, Steve. You know what I loved about what you said, though, and it's more.
I have
and
one
more.
Other thing to say, Angela.
All right, but so, I just want to react to what you said when you said, you know, live in the moment, which I find I do more now as I've gotten older, and why my first reaction, Steve, was great trade because it's for today.
Mm-hmm.
I hate a trade. Like 5 years from now. It's why I hated Hinkie. It's why I hated the process. Because it was all about tomorrow. This trade was about today. I love that part of it.
This is more important as far as Tobias Harris. I was watching Comcast Sports.
Yeah.
And they had one of the inside NBA insiders. Do you know who leads the league in three-pointers at 43%? Shooting percentage at 500 shots.
That would be Tobias Harris.
Wow.
No, it's Steph Curry.
Well, there goes.
Wow. You threw us a curveball there, Steve.
Awesome.
That was
second
good, Steve.
Is Tobias Harris at 38%.
That's right.
Wow. Not bad,
so
Steve. I like that.
That's going to open up the floor also.
All right, Steve, what don't we need?
Well, it's a little out of the realm, but political turmoil. We don't need that, and it's going to continue, unfortunately.
Well, I appreciate that. That won't win because we're not a political show, but he makes a valid point.
Oh, yeah. Political turmoil makes people mad.
Now, did you see, and again, I don't want to get political.
No, of course not.
You know, Donald Trump was doing a thing. Did you see the applause that Nancy Pelosi gave?
I thought she was putting out like
golf club?
Yeah.
Something wrong with her hands.
She did it almost like a seal. She was.
Seal. Right? That did look like
a
seal.
And Doc, you probably saw that, right? And she was trying to make a statement with the gesture, right, Doc?
I think so. Yeah.
Doc, you probably know what it was.
What is it?
Was it another form of a middle finger?
Well, I wouldn't go that far, but, you know, it said to me, like, this is my job. I have to do it. So I'm just going to kind of do it with the letter of the law, not necessarily the spirit. That's what I got.
Unbelievable.
He knows
all this stuff. He lives his life. He'll look at you. He knows what you're thinking right
now.
No,
he doesn't. He would be leaving now.
He wouldn't come back.
Steve's out of line. Hi, Steve.
Hey, Angela, how you guys doing?
Steve, Flyers got a big one tonight, but not Carter Hart in goal. What's going on?
Well, I'm okay with that because I want to see Solares in there. You know, you're going up against the Kings, who aren't really that high of a team in the standing, so I think it's a good night for Solares to get in there. I wanted to know, have you guys heard anything about Elliott or Nuvi?
No, I haven't. I'm wondering what's going to happen when... Because they can't change a chemistry now, man. It just can't.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I read a report with getting rid of Lindbom that they have an open spot for when, Elliott comes back. And I have no interest in that.
Well, that's,
you're
right. You're right. People are going to flip out if this happens.
Don't mess with chemistry
right now.
There's
a trade deadline now. No, you're absolutely right. And I feel bad. I mean, Elliott, you know, he's been... And asked to play, that he's played hurt and everything. It's a real curious case of a locker room. Like, they like the guy, the veteran, but this kid's just
Yeah.
Just
now, would you be play Stoli tonight, or would you go with the hot hand and card arm?
I'd play. Stoli's had a shutout.
Yeah.
And the other kids played all these games. You know the amazing part about this Carhart with Dr. Fish here? He so readily talks about his sports psychologist when he was a kid.
I'm going to talk about that right in a couple of seconds here. No, because he's very psychological himself.
Yeah.
And clearly it's had a very positive effect on his approach. And he's 20.
Yeah.
And he's seen a shrink.
Well,
it's not.
I don't mean that. I don't mean that negative.
I don't
negative,
mean that
Don.
In a bad way.
No, Don, I don't. The shrink thing, you probably did get that. All right, Steve, give me something we don't need, like wisdom teeth.
I just can't believe you just said that.
All right, shut up.
Phone books.
Phone books is a great one. Al, there's no reason for a phone book.
They still give out. They still give out phone books.
Can't read
they
something.
They still
in the
give
cabinet.
Them out.
They do.
They still give them out. Absolutely,
yeah, they still get
they
delivered
do.
To my house.
That's a good one, Steve.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.